So we're going to start the area of Bona. Bona is an Isser on Shabbos. What is the Isser? To
build.
Build. It's a very, very difficult malacha. So just to be...
Ask.
So the Mishnah starts on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Habona.
Habona kami bana vayei chayev.
All right, so the Mishnah asks a question. How much do I have to build in order to be chayev? Okay, that's a reasonable question, right?
Yeah.
And there are the Mishnahs that start in such a manner. What's a shear? Okay.
Sure.
Habona kol shehu.
Habona kol shehu. That's a huge problem. What's the shear kol shehu?
There's
no shear. No, kol shehu means no shear.
There's only one rule.
Give me another example of a...
Anything?
Is that a shear?
Give me another example of a case of a kol shehu. It's coming
kol
up in 2 months.
Matiot, you have to ignite the...
What?
Pesach.
Chametz.
Kol shehu. Even if you have like a... It can be less than a kazayas. So any insignificant amount is considered to be a problem.
The thin strips of wood before are.
So what's misates? So look at Rashi. There's big machlokus what this is, by the way. You guys all look at Rashi, which is wonderful. You'll see the Meiri and others have different interpretations.
Smoother,
that's smither.
Smoother.
It's what you've done to it.
Merave
es even mitachnas. What are you doing?
Merave es you include it?
No. What are you doing to the stone?
You're making it rectangular?
Well, you're rounding it out. Why? That's the question.
So it fit into like a...
You'll see later on, it's actually an aesthetic value to it. Okay? Why are misate... Okay, 1 second. So finish Rashi. You're fixing it. So you're fixing the rock. Okay? Hakol...
Hakol lefi ma'amakom sheyesh mekamos shevagyuen lehachlif.
So some of them they smooth it out. Other ones do what? Lachrotz b'charitzim, charitzim. Yeah. So can you, let's give an example. I'm sure you've seen this in architecture. You'll have like a stone, like a nice stone, that has in it grooves, right? Decorative grooves. Okay, that's another possibility of misates. Okay. Let me ask you a question. What question would you ask on that immediately?
Why is it bona?
Why is it bona? Right. Where's the bona there? What have I done?
You're just changing the form of stone.
Right.
Not being built.
Right.
But you could say it's not complete until you do that.
Oh!
So what's the difference?
One second. So Joffrey's good. Not complete. So that's Machafatish.
What did he say?
That's going to be the Machlokas. That's exactly the Machlokas.
What did he say?
He said, what do you mean? Maybe, but what do you mean? I'll tell you why it's a problem. Maybe it's because you're completing it.
No, completing what?
Speed Joffrey hit the jackpot. Let's say I have a rock beforehand and it's a non-aesthetic rock. It's like a regular rock, right? And then what do? I take the rock and I put these grooves in it. Now what do I have in front of me? I have an aesthetic rock.
Makan
Fatish.
Isn't the house just
every
nice
single piece
stone?
Of, I just said every single bone is Makan Fatish.
Ooh. See?
I'm start, more on that.
Think construction. Very good. Very good. Good.
Oh, okay. All right.
So far, what's a Makan Fatish?
Gamhu be Avos Melachos.
So it's like a funny thing. So in that's like so Yaakov pointed out before it's one of the 49. It's one of the 40 melachos, right? 39. One of 39 melachos, right? So it's its own separate melacha. But what mishnah is it brought down in? Bona. So that can't be coincidence, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So Makapat. What is Makapatish?
Who?
Belaz.
Belaz.
It's called in Latin.
That's what in old French it's called the peak, which is
Parchus Gadol. It's a big hammer.
Bo et ha'even minasela le acher she
chatzav es even saviv. So let's say you have a quarry. You know what a rock quarry is?
Yeah.
Right. So let's say you go to a rock quarry and you want to get a rock out of there. So what do? So you take your hammer. You have like your little what's that thing called?
Chisel.
You chisel around it, right? And now you've gone all the way around until what? You got one thing left to do. One last. Yeah. Right? That last, that's considered Makan Fatish. Because now, once you finish that, what do you have now?
A structure.
A separate rock.
Right.
Right? Okay, a no structure, a rock.
No, but then
yes, Aristotle.
The penultimate blow is also another rock.
What?
Penultimate blow also creates another rock.
The what?
Penultimate blow. Second last blow. The fourth blow.
No, it doesn't, because it's still attached to the quarry, to the mountain.
The final blow is
that
which. Hakodeya. Go back to Rashi. So he says, "Umavdil minahar ktsas." Right? Who? Maka gedola. Right? The he misarpekas minafel. So it's the last final blow. It's a little emphatic language, but it's that last blow, like bam, and then doing that. Now you have a separate entity. Yeah. Okay. The zeu.
This
it. So now what it splits and falls. Now listen to this. So that's the last step in the malacha of those people who are getting rocks, so to speak, from a quarry. Here comes a line, right?
Oh, God.
Okay, so that's very strange. Now, like, what is Rashi saying? Carefully. Anyone who finishes a malacha on Shabbos, right, is always partaking of some extent of Makeh B'Fatish. Okay?
Wait, so that means in order to... Oh, so this is an example gave...
Right, so you... Okay, so also very careful what he says, okay? But what does Rashi say? No cave... No cave eight, so Evan Bakota. What does that mean?
He bores a hole or a stone in a wall. He bores a hole in a stone or wood wall.
So what's he saying? There's two possible ways to learn Kodeach. Okay, what are the two possible ways? You'll see this also later on. What?
He bores a hole.
He bores a hole, or?
He puts a stone in a hole or a wood.
Come on. There's two ways you can look at Kodeach. One thing is to drill a hole in the wall. What's another way to look at Kodeach?
Drill a wall in the hole.
That's what I was trying to say.
He fills a hole in stone.
It came out like, no, I feel like he drills a ball in the wall.
No, but you're close though.
No, that's not what I was saying.
It came out all wrong.
Replace whatever you dug.
Once come on, how can you produce... There's two ways you could...
It'd be like, not...
He drills...
Akodea kol shu chayev. So, also, Rashi. Akulukai, which means amisates, makipatish, maatze, kodeh. So when it says kol shu, it's going on all these things. So all these things have a shear or a lack of shear of kol shu. Okay, keep going. Okay, that's all we need for now. Okay, we'll do the second part of the Mishnah later. Gemara. Okay, so what's the Gemara's first question? You're not allowed to talk to me here, brother. What's the Gemara's first question?
Why is there no specific shear given?
Better.
How is Kol Shu fitting? Hiding sars?
Better. Come on, what's the Gemara's question? What's bothering the Gemara?
Kol Shu, who
are you?
Okay, it is, but how is it expressing the question? What does it need to do now? There's a general... you guys are doing Mikias and Shabbos, right?
Yes.
There's a general concept when it comes to Malacha. Every Malacha has this requirement. The Chazal... No, that's an ingredient in malacha. But what
something that qualifies it?
Work in the Mishkan.
Thank you. Work in the Mishkan. Meaning what?
Done in the Mishkan.
Well, let's go back in time. What did Chazal know at Sinai, so to speak? What did all the Jews know? They knew all 39 malachas. They knew. Okay. They also knew that all 39 malachas were done
in
the Mishkan. So what's their job?
Tabernacle.
How was it done?
That's why I didn't know to pair up. Right, exactly. Because a lot of things are done in the Mishkan, right? Yeah. But how do you know which one is the borer?
Right.
Which one is the whatever? Now they're going to have to look for which one is the bona. Okay? Right. But what makes this trickier?
Kol Shu.
Now, how do I know that to be true? Because I'm awesome. Because it turns out in the Gemara Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says what? No. Why would you guys look at Yerushalmi?
Right?
It does say it's a shear. Right? What's the what's the classic case of Bona in the Mishkan? Shalmi says that there was the Shnei Adonim, right? Tachas HaKeresh HaEchad. When you put the Keresh into the Adonim, that's the Maisa Bona. Okay?
So what's the Shear?
Oh, well, it's substantial. That's the point, though. It's a substantial Bona. These are not substantial. These are cultural.
So what is the Shear, though? Do you know?
No.
Do you have a Shear?
No.
Okay.
So now the Gemara Bavli is going to do what? The Gemara Bavli now has to figure out examples, or at least the example, of where there is bona kol shehu in the Mishkan.
How do you know that there is such a thing?
Well, okay, so because what I said before. In other words,
that's bona, but why does it have to be kol shehu?
Oh, so okay. So wants to now know where are the examples of bona, or where should the example of bona kol shehu be? Okay, clear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gemara.
I'm a Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shekein ani chofer guma lahatznia ba pruch tzosav de kavasa gebei Mishkan. Shekein tofre yirios chofrin guma la'atznia bam machtina.
Okay, so a question you can ask in this, which I don't want to take up. This is not the only time the Gemara does it. That's why I don't want to take it up. The Gemara likes to use this contrast of the ani and the Mishkan.
Yeah, what's okay? The deal with that?
That's a good question. That's a technique. Good question. I don't want to take it up.
Which example should we be focusing on?
Focus on the Mishkan to make it easier. But it doesn't matter.
In this case, it might make.
Well, what's the case? Well, explain the case goes factually. What's the case?
So, a poor man is digging a hole to hide like his coins in.
Right. So, how big is a guma?
A little cavity.
Little very, very tiny. Okay.
It's a squirrel hiding his nuts.
What?
Like where a squirrel hides his nuts.
Sure. Okay, so what is he, and he's putting his little tiny coins in there. And what's the other way? The Mishkan is what?
They would, the people that were throwing, I take would, it out check them. Dig no, and put really? Their needles in the ground.
Yeah. I just throw them there.
Good. Oh, good. So store them there. Yeah. Okay, you want a good place. You don't want to needles are dangerous to carry around. You want to store them somewhere. You keep them in the ground. Okay. So now we have a clear cut case. Let's just stick to the Mishkan to make it easier. We have a clear cut case of kol shehu, little tiny holes. Yeah. Where's the bone at?
Making the hole.
Making the hole.
Well, isn't that boring? The hole. Like, isn't it the same? Was that bina? Boring hole is a told of bina.
I mean kodeach.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's different. That's boring a hole into a wall.
Why?
Well, that's a good question. Don't worry about that yet. We're not ready for that yet.
Okay. What's why?
Now,
what's
the... He wants to know why is it different than kodeach. Good
isn't,
question.
Isn't kodeach
this is one second. This is a paradigm bona.
Isn't kodeach part of bona?
Yes, it's a tolda. It's a subcategory.
So
yeah.
It's an av.
It's an av. They want to know the av of bona. They're saying, oh, the first example of bona is going to be this tiny little hole in the ground to store your needles. That's odd, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, wouldn't the case with the ani though make sense in this situation?
Why?
An ani is more likely that.
First case is the paradigm case of bona is going to be making these little tiny holes in the ground, okay, to store the needles. The Gemara says.
Abai, Amar kevan de mishtache lo avdeyachi. They didn't do it.
Why? Because they would what? What would happen to the needles?
Chicane,
they'd rust. Okay. You don't want, you're not going to store needles in the ground because they'd rust. Well, this is a big problem. Because this is a Metzias question.
Happened, yeah.
Yeah, how can we ask a Metzias question? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, didn't we do
that? I'm just obsessed with that. That's a very difficult thing, right?
Yeah.
How do you understand that? Okay, so now comes the second possibility.
Shekin aniose bitute kira katana lishvos ale kedera katana. The Gavase Gabe Mizashle Samanim Litzbo Yurios Shechasra
Melachan, right? Osin Pitpute Kira Katana. Stop, so what's that case?
That an Ani would make a very small stand to put a little
pot on? And in the Mishkan, what do they do?
They would make little stands to put pots on that they could make.
That's when they didn't make enough dye, right? So they would have like this backup tiny pot that they'd make any extra dye that was required, but the pot had to be suspended on something. So they'd make what's today is also called like a trivet. They make a little tiny stand, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what question should you ask immediately at this point? Which means what? Sure, yeah.
The last one?
Ain anias makam ashiras.
Lo asu tibar
betim sum.
Ella. 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 Kom michal tan
dayam behoser. What?
Which part is the actual truth here? The answer or the first suggestion?
I don't know what you mean. They're all factually true. What? Yeah.
They made with a surplus, but they also made more later on. What do you mean?
Go.
Ella she came by yeshlo nakev bebirsa.
Right. Visosma. Okay. So what's what happens? So let's say a guy has a beautiful mansion like they have in Seattle, right? Beautiful mansions out there, and I come home to my mansion in Seattle, and what do I find? I find out that there's a little hole in my wall. Right? So an ani wouldn't care about that, right? But someone who has placed a lot of value in their house, if they see a little hole in the wall, what are they going to do? They're going to fix it. Okay? And what's the case in the Mishkan? I'm sorry, I lost the spread. Karesh, right. One of the boards. Shenafla bo Durana.
Durana,
Matif Tocha Aver. So what could happen? So you could have like a worm can bore a hole in the carrot in one of the wooden beams, right? So where's the bone at?
It's when you refill it.
Oh, so now another what question did you ask on this?
How's
the bone?
Completing. It's like
Michael. That's Makiv Patish.
Yeah.
Stop saying the word completing.
It sounds like that.
It's a question. These things seem to be all factual. But if they're all factual, let's get a little more intelligent, a little more sophisticated. Okay, what is it? What's the Gemara struggling with here? It's an interesting thing. It's very fascinating.
Example of Bona.
What?
What is the paradigm example?
Right.
Of Bona?
But now, normally, when it comes to finding sources in the Mishkan, right? What's the Gemara usually like?
Good.
Oh, he uses like a. I don't know.
Like a partly of
what?
Oh, something that's like necessary?
Not just necessary, something obvious. They don't usually have machlokasim like this, where they're unsure of what the malacha was. Rather, they turn to the Mishkan, they'll say, what was Borer? That was Borer. What was, Chofer? That was Chofer. What was that? They'll say, that was it. Here, what's the problem? They don't. It sounds like they don't know. Right, they don't know what
so
it was. Well, Tucker's right. So normally the reason why it's easy to identify is because it would be significant. What's lacking here?
Significance.
Because it's kol shehu. Right? It's kol shehu. You have like this very tiny amount of, you have this very, very, very tiny amount. So how do you approach this? How do you define this? How do you approach this? This is very difficult. This is very, very difficult. I mean, how do you treat this? Like how do you
why
define
you
this?
Learn out something
from each
one?
I agree.
Of course.
Okay.
Question what?
Hold on. Ariel's bringing another good point. All these are bona. Yeah. They're all bona. By the way, so even if you reject, the digging of the small hole as being the case in the Mishkan, doesn't mean you're not chayv and bona if you're chofer.
So how can it be more the paradigm example if they're all a bona? How can one part take more bona than another if they're all a bona?
Good. You tell me.
And they can't all be fact.
What the Gemara is trying to seek out is what is the greatest minimalist expression of bona? What is the greatest minimalist expression of bona?
To do that one, we have to know what minimalism is.
Yeah. Well, we know it's kol shehu.
No, but
what mistake people make is the question, they're not trying to find out what's bona, they're trying to find out what is the paradigm minimalist bona. If I were going to express bona kol shehu in the best possible way from the Mishkan, what would I use as my case? So what's the first example?
Digging the little holes for the
digging a little hole. Yeah. Why? Why is that a great example?
You barely even build
it. Quantity of building is smaller.
Where's the bona there? What's the bona?
You're creating a space to store something.
Thank you. I've created a space to store something, right?
So that is the reduction of something.
So, what?
It's the reduction of like a filled space. Not really.
Okay. So now, one second. So one thing that people like Ariel have to start understanding conceptually
is that when it comes to bona,
does not, in the first case, right?
No, I'm saying it is bona because you're creating a new space.
Right.
I'm saying it is minimal because there's no creation of a physical entity. It is the reduction of physical entity that creates a new space. I'm saying that's why it's minimal.
Metaphysically, it still has...
Okay, I'm going to give you a little leeway because there is some truth to what you're saying, okay? What's the second case? Before we get to the kashas, don't worry about the kashas yet. That's the methodology issue. I just want to know from Bona. What's the second case? The second case is what?
Putting it together.
Okay, so what is that? Why is that the greatest? Why is that the paradigm? You build a little trivet, the little stand. Why is that the greatest one? What's good about that case?
It's actually creating something out of multitude of parts.
Okay, so Bona requires construction, right?
The first one wasn't. The first one was Bona.
I know. He's not. It's not an I'm not making an exclusive statement. I'm saying what makes. Why would this be the best? Why would this be the best minimalist expression of Bona? What do you have here? You have
the best piece is made of parts. All Bona is made, or all Bona is construction. It can't be the best piece. It's construction. It has to be the best piece. There's some kind of.
What do you mean? The first one. No, the first. Okay, you're missing the point. In the first case, okay, the first case is Bona. Where's the Bona in the first case? First, if I dig a hole. What?
Creation of not clear, whatever.
What?
You create a usable space.
I create a usable space. Yeah. Okay, now, one second. But have I actually physically created something?
No, I've
removed dirt.
Small
right?
Step,
right.
Bona.
But yet, okay, good. So it's a great abstract expression of Bona.
Really?
But one second. But the second case is telling you, well, why is this a better example? Because what do you have here?
Of
the minimalist expression of Bona.
Isn't it lesser minimal?
Why is it less than minimal?
Because he actually created something.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, one second. Yes. But on the other hand, one second. But since Bona normally is looked upon as being constructive, right? So now if I want to show the minimal expression of a constructive action that I physically constructed something, that's making the stand.
But it's not physically constructive. No, but where do you know?
Because it's a tiny little stand.
No. But it's not.
The second case is very nice because it's saying, oh, if I ask someone, show me the smallest example of construction, right? What would you say? It's building a stand, this little tiny thing. The smallest thing that I built, because there is a physical construction.
Right.
You can't say that by the whole. There's no physical construction there. It's an abstract idea.
The absence of something that's with the bona.
I didn't say the machlokas is yet.
No, but I'm saying, I'm just to derive from what you're saying. The second case, the guy says, what's the smallest construction? The smallest thing that someone relates to it, or the smallest derivation you can get from the actual construction.
Right.
The first guy says, no, it's not the smallest derivation. It's actually the least stuff you do in terms of construction.
The least constructive action.
Right.
Which there's no question. Taking a needle and putting it into the ground to make the hole and take it out again. Now I have a hole. Well, there's no that's the most but that's the most minimal mice of bonet. But the point is though, but in order to say that I've actually done an action of bonet, that's a big conceptual chiddush. That's a big conceptual chiddush because where's the bonet there?
Or least action.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
What are we actually seeking after?
We're trying to seek the best, right? Minimalist expression of bonet. That's a good question. You'll see. Okay, let's just do the third one, and you'll go back. You'll see what I'm talking about. Okay. Right. What's the third case? What's the third case? What? Well, what's the third case?
I mean, kind of like in the middle.
It's a combination of both.
Yeah, what?
It's in between the first one and the second one.
Why?
Because it's not quite building something, but it's not. But it's not just like digging a hole. It's the hole's there. You're filling it.
Okay, so what have I done? What's that category? That again, everyone agrees that's bonet, but what have I done there?
You're doing constructive action, but you're only opening the last.
So what? Okay, and in repairing, what have I not done?
Isn't it? For example, if a wall was completely built, but one last part was missing, is that also repair, or is it? Is this repairing a wall that was once built and then broken, or is this a wall that's missing a part? You're putting a stone in.
Okay, neither. It's a piece of wood, and there's a hole right in the middle of it. Now, what do I do what am I doing?
You're filling a hole.
Okay, which is what does that do then?
That originally had the hole? Did it have the hole originally? Or is it recreating or is it created?
No, it didn't have the hole. Originally it had no hole. And then a hole was created by the worm.
So
not as a hole.
So it has to be recreated.
Correct.
It can't be that the hole...
Right, so what have I now done? I've now...
You're restoring the object.
I'm restoring the object, right? Now, why is that a great example of bonet?
What do you mean by great?
What do you... as a physical action, but what's it...
You're not building a whole entity, but you're building part of an entity.
You can say even better than that. Well, if I'm restoring something, right? It's a big. I mean, again, this is it's a fascinating idea in bonet.
You're recreating an entity.
Oh, so normally when it comes to bonet, I create something, right? To be chayav in bonet. So the first two cases share in common an act of creation. The first one is the absence of dirt creates the hole. The second one's saying that I'm actually constructing something. But in this case, have I constructed something? Yeah. Have I created something new?
No. It's the least amount of active creation that can happen.
Yes. It's the least amount of creative, and yet it's bonet.
How is it less than the first?
Because the first one, I'm making a new hole. There was no hole there before. But here I have a piece of wood. I'm just restoring the wood to what it was.
So it couldn't be that the wood was missing the hole, and then you fill a hole that was always...
Correct. Correct. Exactly. That's the case.
Well, that's very nice.
You have a question on that?
Nice 3-0 split.
So the three of them...
No, so hold on. I want to make one more point. Hold on. Yeah.
I get how...
What does kolshu hu mean? What is kolshu hu mean?
Well,
what's the Gemara showing you about kolshu? No. They all agree with one thing. There's a point that they agree on. What's kolshu?
The small.
What is kolshu? What? No.
Wait. Kolshu. There's three different opinions of what kolshu is.
No.
How? No. The first one is kolshu is the least amount of physical creation. The second is
what is kolshu teaching you about bonet? What is kolshu teaching about bonet?
The fundamental aspects of what bonet is.
Better. Normally,
obvious construction.
Oh, but we know that. That's true. Better. What's it teaching you? It's clearly it's not what? Kolshu is not
quantitative.
That's for sure. So what is it?
Qualitative.
It's stuff that.
What are you looking?
The iser bonet. When it says the iser bonet is kolshu, what is that teaching us about bonet?
It cannot be quantified in shiurim.
Better. You're right. It's qualitative. But what does that mean though? It means the mechai of a bona is built differently than other malachas. Okay, it's not constructed some of the other malachas. What I know, what does bona kolshu teach you? It's not the shear of bona that makes a bona.
The outcome.
No. Well. Okay. It's true. It's true.
Yeah,
but it doesn't always have to have an outcome. You'll see.
Right.
The next cases, you'll see. Like even for instance, no, I'll prove it to you. Because let's say I'm building a wall, right? But let's say I just happen to put, I put one rock on top of another rock, right? That's considered bonet, even though the wall's not complete. You know what I mean? Putting one rock on top of another, yeah, you'll see. Uh-huh. Or for instance, if I lay plaster out on top of a rock, it's gonna be the next case, right? But I haven't done it. Where's the bonet there? Right? No. So that's a proof of what I'm saying. So it's not. There's no quantity of bonet. That's the point. That bonet kolshu is not quantity, but what is it?
It's a quality of the action.
What makes it the quality, though?
How creative it is.
What?
No, it doesn't do that. No, yeah.
No, because we don't care. You see that all three cases are considered bonet.
What the action is normatively a part of.
It's not the amount of the building. It's the...
Type. Existence.
The type. The sort of building that I'm doing.
That's
yes.
Quality?
Oh, yeah, but it's a better way to put it. It's the sort of building. The type. The type of building that makes you chayav in bonet. You understand? So that's why, that's what bona kolshu means. It means that There's no. We don't care about the shiur, right? We care about the maisa, right? And the maisa, it's whatever any of these types.
Any creative action.
Well, don't be too general yet, okay? But any action.
Any action.
That's more all of these, you'll see, because there's many, many more
any
examples
bona
than
action
these.
Is bona.
But yes, that's the point. Any bona action is bona. Okay? It doesn't matter if there's a quantity attributed to it. It's the mice itself that's the problem. So that's what the Gemara is showing you. Three types of bona. We have type one, absence of creating a space, right? Type two, constructing something physically, right? Type three, restoring something to what it was.
Is this a progression though?
No.
Oh,
they're three separate examples.
How do they overrule one?
No.
Another?
What's the they're not progression.
What is the procedure of...
No. Okay, well, hold on. In terms of the bona kol shehu, they're not a progression, right? That's plane one. The first plane is there's three equal examples, paradigm examples of bona kol shehu.
How are they overruling some?
Right? But now comes the other plane. Now comes the methodology issue, which is that the kasha on each one. You understand? That's why this is it's not an easy Gemara to understand. Okay? There's the first step you have, the first way to understand the Gemara is just to isolate the examples of bona. Okay? Once you do that, then you can start playing around with, I'm not saying it's progression yet, but getting into the various stages in the Gemara of kasha and teretz. You understand?
Well, it's a progression in terms of you set up one extreme, and then show the middle and just both extremes.
They're not searching for in kol shehu the quantity of binyan. They're searching for which type of binyan. Which type of binyan exemplifies bona kol shehu.
Right, so why I'm saying
what's the Gemara trying to accomplish here? It wants to find the best minimalist expression of bona where?
In the Mishkan.
It's looking to the Mishkan, like it does for all malachas. It wants to derive it from the Mishkan. So now, what's the first case? Great example of bona, but what's it lacking? You were saying this before.
A good bone.
What?
A good utility.
Yeah.
Right. But not insofar as Malach and Shabbos is concerned, but insofar as learning out from the Mishkan is concerned. Because when you're learning out from the Mishkan, what do you want? Right. You want to see that this is a great Malacha. So it's not that they didn't put these needles in the ground, but if they did, what would happen? It would be a defective bona. You understand? So when you're looking to the Mishkan to learn something, you don't want to use an example that maybe the paradigm insofar as the conceptual beauty of bona, but it's lacking in the Mishkan's concern as far as it being constructive. Not constructive like bona constructive, but insofar as it wasn't a good thing.
You know what I mean? That sounds to be the best possible thing you want to speak in.
So what's the second case?
So it's the
character flaw.
Now that makes sense, right. What's the second? Second case is the little trivet, right? The trivet's very good. Now you have a real bona, right? It's construction. Okay, the Gemara's kasha is no. It's not a good case. Why? Because it's an Aeneas problem. What's that kasha?
It should be significant work.
What? But then that wasn't the first one?
Similar.
Yeah, well, no, it's a little different though. Nice try.
Similar.
What's the saying here? This case, the second case, really exemplifies bona as an act of construction. It's beautiful. I see it.
But not a culture.
What? What is a kol shehu?
No, a kol shehu.
Exemplify the kol shehu.
I know, but that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is Aeneas. Aeneas is Shiras. What's the Gemara telling you?
It's not respectful.
So when it comes to learning from the Mishkan, right? When you're going to learn from the Mishkan, what do you want to associate with the Mishkan?
I mean, that's part of the intrinsic procedure, not something that has to be a backup.
No, that was the first thing.
No, isn't the backup?
What do you mean by the intrinsic? What do you mean by that?
Something that was part.
That's
of
not what Aeneas is Shiras is. Aeneas, are you saying that? It's
so
like Aeneas is,
they ran out,
Aeneas
they
is what? Control? Aeneas is what? It's derogatory.
Yeah.
So when I think of the Mishkan, what should you think of?
Majesty.
Right? You should associate. You should associate with something majestic. Right.
So why do they apply the case to Aeneas and all these other cases then?
A good question. I don't know. But I'm saying, but the third guy would never do that.
Yeah.
Right. But the point is, the Gemara is saying that when you're coming to derive a paradigm from the Mishkan, right? The first kasha is telling you. You turn to a malacha, I won't say significant, but I'll stick with that. A malacha that has a certain chashivas to it. And here, this is going to be it's a dysfunctional malacha. The second one saying that what's it lacking? It's lacking in the sense that if you're going to learn from the Mishkan, you want to learn something that really reflects the majesty of the Mishkan, right? But to say that they ran out of dye because they didn't prepare properly, that doesn't reflect...
Why?
What?
Why do you care?
What do you care? Because when someone, you don't want anything to distract you insofar as learning out the paradigm malacha is concerned. So even something like Aeneas could be a distraction, like an intellectual distraction from the main points. You understand? What I'm trying to make is like this, though. There's nothing to do with the bona kolshehu. Right? It has to do with deriving malachas from the Mishkan. The bona kolshehu is still a bona kolshehu. It's still... it's still digging the hole versus constructing the little stand versus restoring something to new. Those three paradigms exist. The only question is, which one of these is best to derive from the Mishkan?
Quick question.
Yes.